Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the Western Hotline from NFL Network, NFL Network reporter Jeffrey Chadiha. You can watch him this Sunday on their NFL Game Day morning show beginning at 9 a.m. He was at Kansas City's game on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns, and he's joining us right now on the Western Hotline. Jeffrey, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning to you guys.
We love getting national perspectives on the show. From your perspective, Jeffrey, in terms of the Bills and how they've risen this season and where they are and Josh Allen and all this stuff, consider that one of the top stories of the 2020 NFL season?
Oh, I certainly do, especially Josh Allen's development and maturation. You look at where he was 2 years ago and even last year, I think a lot of people nationally or people outside of Buffalo kind of scoffed at him and what he could become. His accuracy was in question, how much he could improve in that area. And now you look at him today, and he's an MVP, a true MVP candidate, a breakout season, a player who's led a team that had obviously decades, you guys know, of a playoff, of not making the playoffs, to two playoff appearances and a division championship. So he's certainly one of the bright young stars in the NFL, and this team is one of the rising teams in the NFL.
Do you think, Jeffrey, they have finally, or they have put together an offense in terms of the matchup with Kansas City? They're so good. They're so explosive. You think about Houston and Tennessee last year. They get out to leads. They're feeling good, and they both get blown out. Do you think the Bills have an offense that can score with Kansas City if need be?
Oh, yeah, without question. I mean, I'd like to see them be a little more balanced, because I think that's what gives the Chiefs the most problems when you have a run game and a passing game. But you look at, one common opponent. I saw the Chiefs play the Dolphins, and Patrick Mahomes had three interceptions, and they had four turnovers. And the last game of the season, the Bills just went right through them for, 50-some points. And so when you see that happen, you see the way they do it and the way they can spread teams out and attack you. I definitely think they can score points against the Chiefs, because really the Chiefs, as good as they are, as good as Mahomes and their offense is, they've got issues at cornerback. They've been had issues at safety with Daniel Sorensen in coverage, and issues at linebacker. And so if you can spread them out and have guys who can get deep, you can cause some problems for them.
Yeah, you would look at this matchup. You were talking about the season Josh is having, and it isn't just about him, Jeffrey, but if you throw in the Bills' receiving core and you put out Diggs and you put out John Brown and you put out Cole Beasley and even rookie Gabriel Davis, it seems, there have been very few teams. I mean, Baltimore was one, I guess, but it's difficult for teams to have enough depth in the secondary to stop everybody.
It is, and really the key to the Chiefs' defense is two things. One is pass rush, and the other is Tyrann Mathieu on the back end. And their pass rush has not been very good this year. I think, that's been a common theme throughout the season, that Chris Jones and Frank Clark have not gotten the pressure they've been able to get the last season when they went on their Super Bowl run. And so they've had to blitz more, which has exposed them more to man coverage. And I would say look at the Raiders game as a pretty good example, both Raiders games as an example of how you can attack the Chiefs' defense with speed. When they had Henry Ruggs and they had Nelson Aguilar going deep, it opened up things in the middle for guys like Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow. And so I see a lot of similarities in what the Bills can do with Stephon Diggs and John Brown challenging the Chiefs' defense deep, and then having guys like Cole Beasley and Dawson Knox and Tyler Kroft doing work underneath.
You've been around the league for a long time. You've covered a lot of football over the years. When you look at Mahomes and the offense they've had with him going back to the start of the 2018 season, Where does this group or this stretch of offense from them rank among some of the best you've seen in your career covering the league?
Oh, they're right up there. I mean, they're, for me, the best offense I ever saw was the 2007 Patriots and then the greatest show on turf, Rams. Mm-hmm. And I only put them ahead of the Chiefs just because, especially the Rams, they had so much Hall of Fame talent. The Chiefs, when they lost Kareem Hunt, lost a really valuable weapon in the backfield, and they haven't really been able to replace that yet. But Mahomes is so amazing in what he can do, and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce can do so much as well. I think where this game is interesting to me is that Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who obviously had a big game against Buffalo last time around, has been banged up and may not play in this game. We'll see where he's at practice-wise this week. And Sammy Watkins is a big part of their offense as well. So when you start taking away pieces, again, if you're Buffalo, being able to control two guys is better than being able to control three or four.
We're with Jeffrey Chadiha from NFL Network, who was in Kansas City for the game last Sunday. Did you so you're sitting there, you know, we're watching it as Bills fans. I know I'm thinking, you know, hey, go Cleveland. The Bills get a home game then. And then Mahomes goes down, and Mahomes doesn't come back, and Chad Henne comes in. Was there a sense in the building, so to speak, that Kansas City might actually not be able to hold on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a real feeling. Trust me, the entire mood of that stadium changed when he went down. And this was, you know, I think, you know, he went down last year with a knee injury midway through the season, but he came back from that, and they were playing the Denver Broncos. You're sitting here playing a divisional playoff round against a good team. That's a whole different situation. And so, yeah, there was a real good feeling that they might end up losing that thing. But to their credit, their defense stepped up. Chad Henne stepped up. They found a way to make some plays. And that's as exciting as they are and as spectacular as they've been on offense, what they don't get enough credit for is they are a really tough team, tough-minded team. And they have a lot of grit, and they will fight you tooth and nail. They don't give up easy.
Before we let you go, Jeffrey, we want to talk to you a lot about Bills Chiefs. Can you give us some thoughts on the other matchup, the Brady versus Rodgers NFC affair on Sunday, the early game Sunday?
Well, to me, it's one of the most exciting games I'm looking forward to watching in a long time, just because of the quarterbacks. And I've known both those guys for a long time and very happy for their success. I think Green Bay is going to win because playing Green Bay this time of year is really hard to do, and Aaron Rodgers is playing at an MVP level. But I was on a radio show yesterday, and I said that as much as we talk about Mahomes and Rodgers, who's going to be the greatest quarterback ever, that guy in Tampa Bay with what he's done with this team, I don't think anybody's ever going to have a career like Tom Brady's had. You know, what he did in New England and then going to Tampa Bay, a team that had not been in the playoffs for 17 years, COVID issues, and then changing the entire culture, getting them this far into the playoffs. If they win a championship in the Super Bowl, he's the most amazing quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
Well, Jeffrey, listen, we'll let you enjoy that game and then the Bills-Chiefs game at 6:40, and thank you very much for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.